A jury in New York has rejected the death sentence for one of the men convicted of blowing up the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi in 1998. More than 200 people were killed in the blast. Jurors deliberated on and off for 5 days, but they could not reach a unanimous decision in favor of the death penalty. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Because of the jury's deadlock, 24-year-old Mohammed Alawali from Saudi Arabia will spend the rest of his life in prison without possibility of release. His defense attorneys said Alawali was overwhelmed by the jury's decision, and lawyer Fred Cohn added, "I'm almost as numb as my client."
That a jury in New York could make the findings it could in the face of real human tragedy that was well presented by the government is a credit to the system.
His co-counsel, David Ball.
It was a wonderful testament to the idea of having 12 good citizens determine the guilt and innocence and also the appropriate punishment for someone who is convicted. And it's in light of the McVeigh situation and all else that's going on, I think it says a lot of very positive things about our country.
The verdict marked a defeat for prosecutors who had urged the jury to impose the ultimate penalty. In their closing arguments, they called the defendant a cold-blooded killer who showed no remorse for his victims and deserved to die. Retribution is legitimate, they said. In a statement responding to the jury's decision, U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White said, "The imposition of the death penalty is uniquely a matter for the jury to decide, and we respect their verdict." But family members of those killed were more outspoken. Howard Kavaler, whose wife Prabhi was killed in the Nairobi blast, said he was extremely disappointed by the jury's decision to, in his words, save the life of a convicted mass murderer.
"Unfortunately, an opportunity was missed to send an unambiguous message to the malcontents of the world intent on terrorizing the United States and its citizens abroad. Mr. Alawali alone, whose life was deemed more precious than that of my wife and the 212 other innocent people slaughtered in Nairobi, can be counted among the true apostates and infidels of this world."
It's unclear by their verdict exactly how many jurors voted against the death penalty, but their verdict form reveals a great deal about the arguments they found credible. A majority of the jurors believed the defense claim that Alawali was motivated to bomb the embassy because of his Islamic beliefs. A majority also agreed that other members of the conspiracy would not be punished by death. But the jurors went much further, writing on the verdict form 5 reasons of their own why Alawali's life should be spared. 10 of 12 jurors said they believed executing Alawali could make him a martyr for his cause. 9 said killing Alawali would not necessarily alleviate the victim's suffering. 4 jurors said, quote, "lethal injection is very humane and the defendant might not suffer." 5 found that life in prison is a greater punishment than death, and 4 jurors concluded that Alawali was raised in a completely different culture, society, and belief system. The jurors' decision came just 1 day after the execution of Timothy McVeigh. While they were instructed back in April not to follow news coverage of the McVeigh case, it's impossible to know whether they were able to abide by the judge's order. Next week, the same jury will begin hearing the penalty phase against Alawali's co-defendant, Khalfan Khamis Mohammed, whom they convicted of helping to blow up the U.S. Embassy in Tanzania. 11 people were killed in that attack. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.